If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So yesterday, the president, with great pleasure, as he told us, announced that Mgwebisi Jonas would go and represent South Africa in the U.S. He'd be the special envoy. In other words, he will be the ambassador to South Africa in the U.S. Now, in case you are unaware, there's a history here. Our last ambassador was expelled. Why was he expelled, you asked? He said some unsavory things about the president of the U.S., Donald Trump. No sooner had that announcement been made, these guys at AFI Forum started snitching, right? And they pulled up a clip from 2020 of Mgwebisi Jonas saying this. Listen carefully now.
Right now, the U.S. is undergoing a watershed moment with Biden the certain winner in the presidential race against the racist, homophobe Donald Trump. How we got to a situation where a narcissistic right-winger took charge of the world's greatest economic and military powerhouse is something that we need to ponder over. It is something that all democracies need to ponder over.
Ordinarily, something like this should not preclude somebody from being an ambassador, even in the country that that person is criticizing. But we are not dealing with an ordinary person. We are not dealing with an ordinary administration. And I can tell you that this, should it somehow catch the attention of the U.S. administration, he's out too.
And it will. Like, thing is, look, I can't blame Cyril if he didn't know of this. And I'm pretty sure if he knew of this, he wouldn't be sending the guy, because it's a spit in their face, you know. But also, he had a responsibility to say, listen, I have said some problematic things, and this is personally how I feel about the guy. And even his personal feelings aside, I mean, those he can be able to suppress, but he should have been honest enough to say, hey man, this is what I've said about this guy, and it will, you know, find the surface at some point. It was his responsibility to Jonas.
So here's a funny thing, right? There's a saying, sometimes your mouth will write a check that your behind can't cash. Mgwebisi Jonas is apt for this because he actually used to work in Treasury. That's the first thing. But secondly, he was in the private sector when he made these utterances. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he thought he was done in politics and so was able to speak freely. Now, again, it links to a topic we did yesterday here on the show. Mm-hmm. His past life has come back to haunt his present, because now he's dabbling back into this thing.
But you see, this is the part that becomes very tricky. We were discussing this earlier, Nomfundo Ogote. If you had said some unsavory things about a particular place, and then suddenly that place comes knocking at your door and says, we would like to hire you because we think you would be a great fit. Do we hold you to account for something you said in your past life?
Yes.
Or do we believe that people learn, grow, change, are able to change their mindsets as they grow and evolve and probably get new information? So I don't know if it is fair for us to actually hold him to account for something he said in 2020. But as you say, in light of the fact that Trump is such a volatile human being, perhaps this was not a good move.
It's very fair. guys, it's very fair. He said this as an adult. Here's the thing, right? You must always be discerning. It's like if I came to you now and I said, would you ever go back to SABC? Then you're like, never, SABC, no. That's a silly thing to say.
But it's different.
The mature thing to say is just be like, yes, if the opportunity presents itself, maybe I would.
It depends. I'm with Saul. It's context.
It's context. But in this context, I mean, Trump is still the exact same guy, if not worse. Right? Is he not, you know...
He's not reformed.
A narcissist. He's not reformed. So why would then Mgwebisi's opinion of him have changed?
We don't know.
Trump is the same.
We don't know.
I'm not asking Mgwebisi's opinion to have changed. Mgwebisi is entitled to his own opinion. But he must also face the consequences of that opinion. That's all I'm saying. If you talk smack, talk out the side of your mouth if you want. There's no problem. But then Mr. Zenzekizinto, then you must know who Zenzekelani.
You know, I'd say for me, I think the presidency didn't know of that video. Many of us had forgotten it. But broadly speaking, I really am still worried about any individual we're sending now. because I feel as though we're setting them up for failure. Mm. You're sending ABC Jonas and you assume that right now it's the identity of the person that will help mend the relationship, when in fact it's our foreign policy. This narrative around land policies is just a fig leaf to hide behind. The real issue that America has with us is the ICJ case, our relationship with Iran. It is our non-alignment stance when it came to Russia and the Ukraine. It also has to do with BRICS, our relationship with China. So our foreign policy will remain. Even if we send Mqebisi Jonas, how much room will he have to maneuver? Honestly speaking, beyond these videos, even if they hadn't existed, we have a foreign policy that cannot be changed, and we're sending an individual assuming that he will do better than Ibrahim Rasool.
And do you remember what I said in the group when this announcement was made? Mm. I was surprised he even accepted it.
Yeah,
before that video came up, it's like, bro, why are you doing this?
Oh, he forgot.
No,
never mind the video.
The surprise is not the video when I'm poor.
Yeah,
it's exactly what Mfundo's saying.
Yeah,
it's an untenable situation.
Which Uyotini way?
He knows
that hasn't been said. I mean, Zain Dango, our DG, was just there, but he still came out, Donald Trump, to say bad things are happening. So,
like I said, this thing is for people who have nothing better to do. If you're sitting at home with Lalele in retirement, then get a free holiday for your family. Go chill there for 4 years, 5 years.
But still, then we must be willing to change our foreign policy to a certain extent. There must be concessions, because that's how Trump does things. You saw Lesotho. The statement yesterday, they were announcing that they are now granting the license to Starlink. So there must be concessions. We said Trump is a transactional man. So you're not just sending an individual.
He's not transactional, he's a bully.
Hey, mina ngithi to hell with Trump. Mina,
he's a bully, he's not transactional.
He's a puma leo video yako one day.
But that's fine.
You will not go to America.
That's okay.
I've even considered the fact that they could revoke our visas, everything. I've considered all that.
So let's be diplomatic in how we talk about Trump.
Because he's a bully.
Give us a shout and let us know. 086-00-00959. Having heard what Mqebisi Jonas had to say about the administration, do you think he should still go and represent South Africa?
Mqebisi Jonas, the fate. The internet doesn't forget, guy. The internet doesn't forget.
So here's the thing, right? In order to spare South Africa the indignity of having to come back and recall another ambassador, he must just voluntarily say, I'm no longer available. Mm. That would just be simple.
We're also on TV now. Podcasts and chills on DSTV, by the way. And I knew that would come up. Look, it was Mac who said that. I didn't say anything. And Avele, at that time, yeah, you know, not a lot of shows was hot to seize the world. So, come on.
That's funny.
You see, context. That's what I meant, context.
It sees the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. The president has elected to select Mqebisi Jonas as the person who's going to lead the envoy to the U.S. They're there to negotiate bilateral trade, all sorts of things. But it has since emerged that Mqebisi in 2020 said some unsavory things about the presence of the U.S., Donald Trump. Now, what kind of position does this put us in?
We need to address this thing where the AfriForum goes and just opens their mouth. Do we have two South Africans here now?
Well, yes. I actually thought about that. AfriForum, although they are well within their right to do what they did, it's very, very unpatriotic. I don't know what they're trying to achieve.
Yo, Hashem, what a strategy by AfriForum. I mean, like, unearthing that video. But in any case, Mina, I just think Mqebisi is just going to go there to decorate for a few days or even months. and come back, because once Trump sees that video, he's going to be the tyrant that he is. And Nakona, I don't feel like it is a great investment for South Africa for him to go. Then he's sure there are better candidates to send than Umcebisi.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? Maybe the reasoning of the president is that Umcebisi obviously has experience in trade. He's worked in treasury. He understands, for example, the matters at hand currently. And so that's the most important thing to a president. Whenever you speak to our president, he always makes it clear that for him, he's a business person before anything else, right? So even when he speaks about the governance of the country, he's looking at how business can better operate, both within South African borders and beyond. And so I think he was hoping that he'd go and mend those relationships. I don't think he wanted him to be stationed there personally, or permanently rather, but you were just sending him as part of the envoy, and then depending on how long it takes, because AGOA may disappear later on this year. So he wanted to start those conversations. Now, with this having emerged, the conversations are already going to start off on the wrong foot. That's a big problem.
America, ambassador, like Mfundo is saying, Oguchi, it's not about who you are sending. It's about the foreign policies that the U.S. are holding over South Africa. Ningatumelu Mose, Nitumelu Elijah, Ujesu Kovoloake. It's not about the person we are sending. It's about the policies that they are against South Africa. So it won't help. But, well, you know, you'll never know these things.
Yabo.
My issue, Mina, here is how do we deal with AfriForum? You know, this niche is AfriForum. You know, they are a problem, these guys. Yeah, I'm going to be outland. How can you forget saying things about this guy and accept a position? Yeah, Maralana, they still with this niche as well. Hey, AfriForum, a problem, yes?
Maybe they just thought it wouldn't come up, especially before the meeting happened again.
It's actually a land. Abelungu, Mafunum Lugu, Oxobo Yena, the ambassador to the US on behalf of South Africa, not Umundom Nyama, who is from the ANC. Mapanzuali GNU, Esigiona Jingamaji, Funegubum Lungu. Remember, ITA proposed Ubani, Tony Leon. So, Maje, you get Kishwama file. Abantu ababekhuluma from inhlangano ye-ANC abamnyama. You get what I'm saying? One or two cent to AMLO.
Yeah. And look, maybe let's clarify, right? Because the presidency didn't necessarily say that Mcebisi was going to be the ambassador to South Africa. They just sent him to lead the envoy. Maybe the ambassadorship will still follow, and maybe it will be somebody like Tony Leon. We don't know, right? They're just dealing with the present task at hand for now. So maybe let's sit back and see how it plays out.
There is no way. The whole presidency, not even a single person would have remembered about Levi Jacon. But then again, that be as it may, maybe they did forget. Minagiti, we are hopefully taking the China approach, city middle finger to the U.S. It's going to be difficult for a little while, maybe a little longer than a little while. It's going to be difficult for us, right? And my take is, you know what, magubeka nje, let it be difficult for us. Let us burn this bridge with the U.S. and hopefully our children or grandchildren will rebuild a different bridge.
Yeah, and I'm also of the stance that Donald Trump won't last.
Good morning, sees the world. Yes, Linda, I'm Mcebisi Jonas. But I've got a question. Do we really need to send someone to be an ambassador right now or before the end of the year? Can't we wait till maybe early next year to just observe whether has Trump's stance changed? Has his tone changed? Has the toxic environment changed? Do we really need to send someone right now? I don't think so. Let's just let the post stay vacant if it's possible. And sizobona next year. Let's consult. Let's do what the president always does. Consult. Till the end of the year. We'll see it next year.
Yeah, but there's certain negotiations that need to be put in place right now, right? And I think that's why the president is acting promptly. It may not necessarily be a new ambassador he's appointing, but
this guy is going to head up, the envoy is going to head over to the US.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.